Jasper told KPCW this week that they will monitor the Canyons Resort area to see that it keeps developing as required by the county spa approval. But he said he doesn't even know if the council can get involved in the fight between two big corporations. The
county has expressed its concern that we don't screw up our economy, we don't screw up our whole brand, that this be done right. I had a call from Mike Gore saying that they had no intention of actually asking for vacation of the property or whatever this ski year, and that they wanted the ski year to be prosperous. I don't think we're going to get in the middle of that lawsuit. I don't know that we would have standing to get in the middle of that lawsuit. We will certainly hold Vail and Talisker, well, it's not Talisker anymore, it's the Verde hedge fund people, feet to the fire in terms of requirements that they have to do. And they are doing it. They've really turned up the speed on the golf course and some other things. We're waiting for a transportation plan out there and alternatives to just using cars.
Speaking of transportation, that's the major topic for the council and a light agenda on Wednesday. With their work session starting at 5 p.m. at the county courthouse, the group will look at the Snyderville Basin Transportation Master Plan, which contemplates projects through the year 2030 that could cost up to $152 million. Jasper said fairly short term, they're looking at road improvements near the Silver Summit Interchange on Highway 40.
We will be putting one roundabout there. Eventually, the plan is to have three roundabouts so that if you're heading east, there'll be two. And if you're heading north or west, then there'll just be one. So we're talking about putting the first one in. That traffic in that area is not particularly safe in terms of how it works and certainly doesn't flow that well. You know, years ago, the county started a business park in there. The time period for the property taxes is about expired, and we have some money left over. And we will combine that with impact fees and probably a little bit of county money and go ahead and put the first roundabout in. That should make traffic work. And as you will remember, there's a major development, 1,300 residential unit plus commercial going in there. So that may require the next roundabout when we start actually collecting fees on.
He said some of the projects, such as the new roundabouts near Smith's at Kimball Junction, affect the state road system also.
Much of the projects we're looking at doing complement state highway, because much of the impact is on state highways, and that's state's responsibility. We're trying to get traffic off, like the roundabouts, the two roundabouts that we just put in the Kimball business area, Kimball Junction. And by the way, new development paid for almost all of that. We have a license plate fee that when you register your car, we get a few bucks from that for buying right-of-way. So the right-of-way came for that, and then the developers paid for those too. But the concept of it was not only to make traffic flow well in Kimball Junction, but to help people get off the highway quicker and smoother without backing up the highway traffic.
New developments in the basin are required to pay a fee for their impact on traffic.
And depending on the type of business, there's a whole national formula that talks about how many trips you will generate. For example, in fact, the guy that built and owns the Del Taco was talking to me the other day at the parade and complaining about how much he had to pay. And it's a lot for drive-through kinds of things because they have major impacts on the road system.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.